like to.
Second, just have to make a brief announcement.
No problem. Every time I see the word Dochen, I'm thinking the Chas v'Shalom.
Well, how come they died there?
You've got the speaker to announce.
It's there.
Oh, I see.
It's all on. I switched it all on already. I'll just say it loud, okay? Sunday, Hey Menachem Av, 23rd of July, for Rav Shimshon Silkin Shlita, Tisha B'Av, Removing the Obstacle. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family DeLang, Lichvoid Abachurim Hayikorim, Meir Nissim and Chaim Shmuel Eliyahu, Warrants, Shehgiu Lo Ela Mitzvahs, Deva Mitzvah, Is Shabbos Pashas Bo Eschanan, Nachamu.
Geweldig. Okay, good morning. Tisha B'Av, Removing the Obstacle. So, Sefer Devarim, and therefore Parshas Devarim, is always the parsha that precedes Tisha B'Av. It's always the week that Tisha B'Av is the Shabbos that introduces Tisha B'Av, Shabbos Chazoin, Shabbos of the 9 days. And we know that Sefer Devarim is effectively a chazara, big raid in the Rishonim as to the status of Sefer Devarim, what it is exactly, why it changes from the third person to the first person, why all of a sudden Moshe is talking in the first person. Big raid in the Rishonim, big raid in the Achronim also. The Moshe Shapiro's Mahalach is that, based on the Netziv, I think, is that it's basically a bridge between Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebaal Peh, all of that raid. And we know that there are also new mitzvahs that are introduced into Sefer Devarim. But Parshas Devarim definitely begins with a review, with a chazar. That's what's called Mishneh Torah, going over what's happened in the Midbar. And it's very interesting how the Pesukim sort of shtel avek, what's coming. They're setting out the stall. They were setting out the stall. Eilad Devarim Asher Dibber Moshe. It gives us a few details, tells us the date. Bahi bar boim shono, we're now in the 40th year. Ba'ashte also chodesh ve'echa l'chodesh, so we're in the 11th month, on the first day of the month, so it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Dibur Moshe al b'nei Yisrael, chol asher tziva Hashem oisoi aleya. And then comes a very interesting pasuk that the Meforshim struggle with a bit. Acharei ha-koisei e-sichoin melecho emoiri ashe yoshe b'cheshboin, ve'ez oig melech ha-boshon ashe yoshe b'ashtoros b'edrei. Now, he hasn't even spoken yet. We've been given a date. And one event is being singled out. This is acharei ha-koisei e-sichoin. And also oig. Excuse me, wasn't expecting that. Come to the end of the hay fever season, Baruch Hashem. It was kedai just to get all the blessings. Be'eva hayardein be'eretz moyov. We're on the other side of the yardin still, so on the cusp of Eretz Yisrael. Now, hoyel Moshe be'er esar Torah hazois leimor. Now we're about to begin. Hashem lekindim and mechayv leimor, starting with Maimed Har Sinai, choyrev, etc., etc. And later we'll come across again. We'll come across where we got up to Sichon. We got up to Oig. It's later. Vanevim vanavo derech mamid derech eretz moyov midva moyov. We'll get there. Here ready after Shishi. Vayetzei Sichon likroseinu hu b'chol amoy l'amolchoma. We'll get there. Why does the Torah? Why does Sefer Devarim, Parshas Devarim suddenly need to quickly almost if we can use the word shtiparayim here? And I push in, acharei ha-koisei, sichoi melech, whoa. No, zeh shveh l'kasha. What's this pasuk doing here? Why are we being told, before we can even begin Sefer Devarim, Parshas Devarim, why are we being told about this historical event that's not even in the chronology, it's not even in order, we haven't even begun, we haven't even received the Torah yet, so we'll get there. Say that, noch shishi, we'll hear about sichoi. So in the words of the Nesiv HaSholem, for example, in the words of the Shem Yishmul, Shem Shmuel uses, I haven't got the words in front of me, but he uses a lashon along the lines of that it seems as if this event, this acharei hakoyse sichon, seems to be vital, critical to the whole of Sefer Devarim, into this introduction and into this last sort of speech on the board of Eretz Yisrael before Klal Yisrael are able to enter into Eretz Yisrael. Vaistos more than anything else. And the shaila is why. So there are various different mahalchim, but I think in order to understand what's happening, I think we need to understand a bit more about Sichon. Berdos Sichon, who is this? Who is the Sichon? What does he represent? If we go back taka to where it happened, which is in Parshas Chukas, not so many weeks ago, we find that in Chukas, Klal Yisrael are trying to move through the Midbar. And they encounter various different kingdoms, various different precincts that are being run by different kings. So Lamoshul, earlier on, just after Revi in Parshas Chukas, we find that they come across Melech Edoim. So Voshtei Dothen, Vayishlach Moshe Malochim Mikodesh El Melech Edoim, he sends messengers to the king of Edoim, and he says, Ochicho Yisrael Asher Yodato, etc., etc. Right, we've just come out of Mitzrayim. Narbro no baratzecho. We'd like to pass through your land. Can we please be granted access? Vayomer of Edoim, lo sa'avor bi. No, not happening. Klal Yisrael responds and say, Bamesilo nale. Yeah, not interested. Vayomer again, lo sa'avor, you're not coming through my land. Vayetze Edom likrosoi. Edom says, morning you. And Vayimoyen Edom, Nesoyen Yisrael Averbi Gvuloi. And what's Klal Yisrael's response? Vayetze Yisrael Me'olof. Klal Yisrael says, fine, we're not here to fight with you. Make a detour. Vayisum Mikodesh, and they go around the other side. Hor, and that's where Aaron dies. Now let's skip to the next Revi, Kesheheim Buchoborin, which is actually Shivi. Dalton state, again, now they need to get through this part of the desert. And again, similar words. And again, not interested. But here, there's a different response. Here, Klal Yisrael waged war against Sichon, Melech Emori, Vayirash is Artsoi. And they conquer the whole land. They conquer all the cities. And they sit there and they dwell in the land. So what's Pshat? How come? So if you look in Rashi, in other words, how come here by Melech Edoim, they said, listen, we're not looking to pick a fight, we'll circumvent your region. Here with Sichon, not interested. So if we look in Rashi, and the Svasemes helps us understand a bit more what's happening here, but Rashi says, why didn't Sichon let him go through? So Sichon explains himself. Nezok lezoi, lefi shekol malchi kenan ho yamanin lo yimas, sheho yoshomrom, shlo yavu. All the other Malchi Canaan used to pay a tax, a fee, to Sichon in order to protect them. He was like the border guard. So when Klal Yisrael turn up and say, can we please come through? My whole essence, my very raison d'être is... The reason I'm here is to stop you passing through. That's my job. That's my whole function here. That's what Sichon is. Kol atzmi eini yoshev kan el l'shomru mipneichem shelo yav. So the Shem Shmuel quotes his father Avnei Nezer, who quotes the Chiddush Orim, and I also saw the Svasemis also quotes his grandfather the Chiddush Orim, who says, in his classical, inimitable, cryptic Lashon, maybe Efshar Abdudi can help us understand it, But Sfasemis is always very, very, very wicked. So we had the schus to daven by his keva now 2 weeks ago. We went to the home of the Sfasemis in Gura Kavaria, and then we went to the Kavorim. Sfasemis Chudoshorim. Unbelievable. There's a tremendous peace there. You know what I'm talking about? There's a peace there. You don't find it in most places. There's a peace. It's very peaceful. Very good place to daven. Zog the Chidush HaRim that Sichon and Oig are the klipos that prevent Klal Yisrael from moving forward. Brings down there, I think from a Friedrich source, I think it's a Zohar, although it doesn't mention the Zohar there, but I think I've seen somewhere else that it's a Zohar, that actually Sichon is connected Moshe and Oig is connected Aaron. He also brings down the Sichon is connected to the Machshova, that's why he lives in Cheshboin. And Oig is connected Maisa, and of course Moshe is Machshava, because Moshe is Torah, and Aaron is Avodah. So Aaron is everyone straight in everywhere. The Aaron is the Maisa. So Oig is connected Maisa, connected Aaron. And Sichon is connected Moshe. And we know Taka that this idea that is connected Moshe, connected the Cheshbon, connected the Machshava, is like Taka says that Klal Yisrael conquered Sichon Melech Moiri. And they dwelt in Cheshbon, and then the next pasuk reminds us again, Ki Cheshbon ir Sichon Melech Amori, because don't forget Cheshbon is the capital city. And then we have that famous line that's mentioned in all the Musas for him, Al Kein Yoimru Amoishlim Boyu Cheshbon. Tibon Visikon ir Sichon. So Sichon is a klipo Keneged Moshe. We need to understand what this means. So what's pshat here that physically, realistically, geographically, Sichon is not allowing, doesn't allow Klal Yisrael to move through. When Klal Yisrael Ebro Bar Tzechon say, let's pass, he says, Lo Savu. Attack in this week's parasha also, right? In Parashas Pinchas, when we attack it come to Sichon a bit later, I think that's the Loshon as well. What's Loshon the Balkira? What's the Dothan? By it is. By Sichon state, Hocher Rosh, Vay Sichon, Gesenu, Chalam, Boyotza, Vay Tnashem, Lefaneinu. Loi Savireinu. There was a Zaloshan. Ah, Loi Ova Sichon, Melech Cheshbon, Ha'avireinu, Boy. So, Vichar Stefan, the Slonimer, how he understands what's happening here, is that there are two types of Yetzirah. There's two types of Sitra Achara, there's two types of Sotan, two types of Maiseh Sotan. One is the Yetzer Hara that tries to encourage us to do an Avera. It warms us up, puts a taiva, tries to make a person commit Chas V'Shalom an Avera. Right? And that's often what we think about when we think of the Yetzer Hara. A person has, we often use the Lashon, a person has a Yetzer Hara to fill in the blank, speak Lashon Hara, eat tray for food, see things they shouldn't, whatever. That has our sort of Yetzer Hara. But he says there's another Yetzer Hara, there's another type of Yetzer Hara, which is not that the person should do an Avera, but that the person should not do a mitzvah, should be Mevatel an asay. You know, Tzvei Sotan Averis, right? There's an Avera that the person does in the Maisa, so Lois asay, those is an Avera, the Moshul Chmes, eating Chomes on Pesach, so there's the Yetzer Hara, sometimes, I need that piece of cake. And then there's the Yetzer Hara that makes us not do the mitzvah, not eat the matzah, not Zoich an Avera. Also an Avera, not to do the mitzvah. There's a menil, there's a piru, there's an obstacle that prevents us from doing that mitzvah. And the Musa Sforim Asol Nelev Elior, Beli Lopyan, he writes in quite a few places, he talks about how this can present itself in very various different formats. Right? It could be laziness, can't be bothered davening, can't be bothered learning, can't be bothered doing the mitzvah. It could be that a person doesn't have enough emunah in themselves, that why should I do a mitzvah, who am I? It presents itself in various different cases. And in fact, you see this type of Yetzer Hara. Where did I see this? I saw this on Shabbos, where he makes a tzustel. No. I'm sorry if I remember, it'll come to me. Where he makes this tzustel. Sorry, I can't remember the second. But we see this playing out with Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is taking Yitzchak to the Akedah. We see it in the Medrash, Ki Yadua, that the Sotan starts talking in his ear, what are you doing? You know, have you thought this through? You're going to shecht your own son, the son that you live your whole life for, and look, you're going to undermine all your life's work, because this is what the goyim do. They're infanticide, you know, offering their children lamoylech, you know, as to the gods, and they're going to destroy your whole life. And then Avraham Avinu is not listening; he's not interested. And then eventually, the sultan converts himself into a river, and he starts physically trying to drown Avraham, and Yitzchak comes out to his neck. What is the Yetzirah? This Yetzirah is not trying to make Avram do an Aver. He's trying to prevent him from getting to Har Moriah. He's trying to prevent him from doing this mitzvah. It's a preventative Yetzirah. And it's just a shtak. It's just another weapon in the Sultan's arsenal that he's able to sort of hold back a person from doing a mitzvah, from performing Avodah Hashem that they're supposed to do. And this again, and you can see in that Medrash, you see it plays out both in Machshava, so that's called Boyu Cheshbon, that the Yetzer Hara starts making cheshbonis, and it plays out physically as well. That's Keneged Moshe and Keneged Aaron. Keneged Moshe are the thoughts in a person's head that maybe I shouldn't do the mitzvah. And Keneged Aaron, there are physical impediments, certain things that block a person, right? They literally put a stumbling block in the way to prevent them from getting to the mitzvah. You have to find your way around, you have to get through to it. But that's what Sichon and Og, they're both, the previous Melochim, the previous kings, they're trying to make us to Aver. So Mitzrayim, they're trying to make us to Aver. Shtufei Zimor. In Edom, they're trying to make us to Aver. So in Moav, they're trying to make us to Aver. So we know that. Look what happened with Benois Moav. That's the next week's parasha. In Parsha's Bolok, you find the Bolok hires Bilam. And at the end of the parasha, it's a disaster. Right? Melech Moav, Benois Moav, and Benois Midian, they actually managed to convince a section of Klal Yisrael to commit Zanus and Arayis and Avodah Zorah state, because they would take out their Getshkus and say, commit to Avodah Zorah, until Pinchas eventually puts out the fire. Because that's what those Melochim represent, do an Avera. But Melech HaEmori and Melech HaBoshon, they're preventative satonim. They are the satan that says, you can't get through. That's the pshat. When Sichon says, this is, as he says, kol atzmi. This is who I am. This is be'etzem who I am. I can't let you through. That's what I am. Ich bin asotten, was los nicht adoch. Ich los nicht adoch. I don't let you. Memele mit moyov. So Dalton states that Klal Yisrael said, say this, so go the other way. Edoim. Thank you. Moav also, to a degree, but in the parasha I brought, it's like Edoim. Edoim, Moav, even Mitzrayim. But we'll find another way, because Be'etzem Faket, if we pass through your land, we talk it might fall. Because you're the Yetzer Hara trying to make us do an Avera. But when it comes to Sichon, we can't afford to allow you to still stand there. So therefore, the response always has to be, "Al ken yomer Moshe l'boyu cheshbon." Right? Has to be with the right cheshbonis. The pasuk says, "The kim osor as adam yashar, behev bikshu cheshbonis rabin." Right? Because Baruch Hu creates us with a straight path, and the cheshbonis come, so we have to do away with those cheshbonis. We have to control the cheshbonis. That's pshat in the pasuk. Vayikach yisrael kol arim ve'ele vayeshiv yisrael b'chol arim ve'ele b'cheshbon. They conquered the cheshbon. They conquered these convoluted, twisted, kruma cheshbonis to prevent them from. Shalkein, the Sforim say that here in Parshas Devarim, when we're trying to get to Eretz Yisrael, we're on the cusp of Eretz Yisrael, on the border. Before we even get to the story, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael that this is not Shaykh. You can't make any progress. Kol Zman. There is a sichon, it calls man, there's an oik. So it's acharei hakoiso is sichon. And it goes through with the whole title as well. Sichon, melecho emoiri, ashe yoshev v'cheshbon. It just said acharei hakoiso is sichon. We know who sichon is by now. All the details, reminding us who he is. And again, oik, melecho boshon, ashe yoshev v'shtros, v'ashtros v'edrei. Reminding us, these mafrim need to be moved out of the way. Kiyadua, the Rambam writes, the Rambam asks, the famous kasha everybody asks, shteit in the Gemara, schar mitzvah b'hai al meleka. There's no schar for doing a mitzvah in this world. I shteit in the Torah, everywhere you look, that if you do mitzvahs, that it'll be a schar, and so much schar in this world. V'hoyim shmoy atishim ul mitzvah say, shteit v'nosati mitar arzich and b'itoy, and shteit v'nosati eisev b'sodchol v'emtecho. There's no grass and animals in heaven. It's talking about here. Chokosai, similarly, Sati, basically, from Daishas, Botsi, Botsi, Yasi, Vizora, Vachatim Lachmechem, Losoiva, Vachatim Boris, Lebetach, Vartchem. Dr. Rambam, that you're right. Sechar be'etzem, because it's a shittus of Yaakov, the Gemara, the Tanur of Yaakov, and there's no dissenting view. Everybody agrees, Chametz Maham Aleka. So you can't say it's only going to one shittah. It wouldn't work anyway, according to that shittah. You still need the Teretz. But he says, when the Torah says that I'll give you Matar Aratzachem and I'll give you all these things, it's not talking about Sechar. It's talking about the removal of all the blockages, all the impediments that prevent a person from doing mitzvahs. Because Baruch says, if you do mitzvahs, that's a pshat schar mitzvah, mitzvah. That if you do a mitzvah, if you do mitzvahs, I'll take away all the things that prevent you from doing more mitzvahs. I'll make it easy for you. It's the concept of mafriim and perudim and ikuvim and all of these things that are represented by sichon that don't allow a person to shtay. That's the only way that a person can get tak in Eretz Yisrael. What's the shaykhs to Tisha B'Av and the shaykhs to Dafka Shabbos Chazon? Why we just laying this parasha in preparation for Tisha B'Av? So I had a thought recently. We're preparing Be'ez Hashem to run our Eretz Yisrael tour. We're leaving on Tuesday Be'ez Hashem, which means that we'll spend Tisha B'Av by the coastal. And not just by the coastal, but also by the southern wall. I don't know if anyone ever goes to the coastal Hadrovi. Everyone talks about the coastal Amarovi. If you get the opportunity to go through into the archaeological park, you can follow the coastal all the way. What we call the coastal is only about a tenth of the coastal. It goes all the way deep that way into the Arab Quarter. It also comes all the way this way. And then when you're coming up the road in Shara Ashpot, people don't realize off to the right, it's also the coastal. Also the coastal. You see Robinson's Arch, what's left of it. And the thought that occurred to me recently is that we come to the coast. I'm like, and it's so gewaltig, but it's the wrong side. Well, it's on the wrong side. Well, we're supposed to be on that side of the coastal, the wrong side. They just hit me. It's gewaltig, it has kedusha, it's saturated with the tefillahs and tears of Klal Yisrael. But we're supposed to be on that side. Harabais is there. This is nothing, this wall. It's Herod's wall holding up the plaza that held up the Beis HaMikdash. What's he does showing? The Punjab, he jumped off the wall, Dalton. Very nice. Oh, but it's killing us. And then you walk around the other side, the southern wall, and you can see Huldah's gates and all the steps down to the mikvahs down below. And you think, this is the last opportunity to tovel. You can still see the arches where they bought the korbanos, and there's a wall, and all the gates are filled in with brick, and on the top is a mosque. Bonish loylam. This is sichon. This is my mekenish tadoch. We should be going through that wall. How about we daven at the wall? We're supposed to be trying to daven through the wall. Dasa Tisha B'Av. Like, it's all very well that we talk about the eight Taharas of Golus that make us to Averis Nebuch. Over the Mises, Adayim Azeh, we're still facing this. There's a block, we can't get through. We're lost in this, we're not allowed to, and even there are groups that go up there. The Mises, the chief rabbi was Lau. Rav Lau recently went to speak to all the Gedolim. And they came out with a unanimous, psak. Maybe Jesus is one of the halacha droshes coming up. Unanimous psak, megnishkin of the harabais. Not allowed to go up. They're not allowed to go up there. So shaila whether you even allowed to look. Shaila whether you even had to look into the harabais. Shaila about this. There are places in old city you can get up. You can look down into the harabais. Normally, you come to the coast, you're looking up, you can't see it. But this is does mamas shreklich, and I think it's a physical manifestation of this klippus that Svasemis is talking about. That here also Klal Yisrael here Sefer Devarim mamish Eva Yardin, the mamish they're about to walk in a few more steps and they cross the Yardin and they could be in Eretz Yisrael, but it doesn't work until Acharei Hakoseh Sichon. Just wanted to add one more thing, which is that Esher. This ties in. Maybe I just want to suggest a pshat. in the last couple of minutes suggest. This now a suggestion, which is that the Gemara famous in the Dorim, the Gemara says on the Pasuk says, Al Mo'ov the Horetz, Al Ozva Mesterosi. The Gemara says, what's Al Ozva Mesterosi? The Gemara says that we're learning Torah. We have Raya that we're learning Torah. Hello. Pshatish Lebirchu Ba Torah Tchilo. That they didn't make Birchas Ha Torah. As a person who's machlokes with Birchas Ha Torah is even the Doraisa. And even if it is, for that there's a Churban HaBayis. Churban HaBayis didn't make a Brocha. They're still learning. If a person learns and they make a Brocha, they're still getting a mitzvah of learning. A person does a mitzvah of Doraisa, shakes Lulav, eats Matzah. And they're, ooh, I've got to make a Brocha, I'll eat Matzah, only made a Moitzi. For not making a Birchas HaTorah, the whole Beis Mishnah was destroyed. So maybe, I don't know. But it could be. But in this forum it says that when we daven every day, before we get to the Ikat Tefillah, which is Shemona Esra, we say Pesukah DeZimra. The forum say that Pesukah DeZimra, on the simple level, means Kumash Moroi, Pesukim, verses of Zimra of song. And this forum, but the forum says there's a deeper pshat that by saying Pesukah DeZimra, you're being Poisik Zimuris. That we're breaking the shell to get to the fruit. The fruit is the Shemona Esra, and all the tefillahs leading up to Shemona Esra really are just there as a means to break away the obstacles, the impediments, the blockages, so when finally you come to tefillah, oh, now you're ready to daven. I don't know, but I wonder whether the same applies to Limud HaTorah. That in order to learn properly, and in order to learn on a deep level, in order to learn at Choltokfoy, Ugvorosoy, a person needs to make the brachas. The brachas prepare a person. The whole point of the bracha is the preparation, is the zigreiten, in order to go and learn. If you learn without it, then I could say that one is learning, but the learning is not on the same, is not at the same level, it's not the same quality, it's not the same depth, it's not the same richness. Yeah, it's not the same because a person hasn't made the bracha. Because the bracha is there to prepare the person. The bracha is there to pave the path, to remove whatever's in the way, in order that you can get to the Torah. And as we find in this week's parasha, that there's this concept in the world that seems to be still alive. There's a concept, a musuk called a sichoim, who's Yosha Becheshbon, and there's a musuk called Oig, who's Melech HaBoshon, that Faket, the Sefer Devorim, Parshas Devorim, which is also preparing us for Tisha B'Av, is a parasha that contains this message that one needs to remove, and we need to be davening to remove all the obstacles that are preventing us from getting to Avodas Hashem. And that's really what Tisha B'Av is all about. Tisha B'Av is not a day of sadness, Ki Yadua, it's a Moed, Korolai Moed, Shteitin Posuk, and it's a day with no Seitachnun, right? There's no Indian of Atzvus, like the Rambam says, that Yom Yo'anovi wrote Eicho, so he wrote a Baruch HaKodesh, so vice versa must have been Mesimcha. How can you write Eicho Mesimcha? The answer is, Tisha B'Av is not a day of depression. It's a day of longing, it's a day of short, it's a day of Bechi B'Mistori, Bechi B'Mistori, Bechi B'Mistori, where HaKodesh Baruch Hu cries inside, outside, B'Lemaisa. It's a day, of course, but it's not a cry, it's Eli Tzioin V'Areho, K'mo Isho B'Tzireho. It's not a cry of despair, it's not a cry of loss, it's a cry of yearning, it's a cry of we want to get to the other side of the wall. That's what Tisha B'Av is. It's a cry to get to the other side of the wall. And that it's those tears that demolish Sichoin, that dissolve Sichoin. It's the tears that dissolve Sichoin. It's that Birchu B'Torah Tchilam, Rebbeinu Shlom, we don't want to be on this side of the wall. We want to be on that side of the wall. This is the outside of the wall. You know, it's happened to us a few times on our European trips that we can't get in for one reason or another. We got to Beis HaKoros once and they'd locked it up because it was Poland National Day and there were riots and they said, get out. So we had to daven outside. We daven outside. And it's like, we don't want to be outside. We want to be inside. And we take a daven, the Be'ez HaShem. That just like Moshe Avenu was able to be HaKosei Sichoin, to be HaKosei Oig, to remove those blockages and those impediments, whether they are individual things that prevent us from being over Hashem or collectively, and that we daven the Beis Hashem that through this Tisha B'Av we should be able to break through that wall taka, and we'll be zoicha v'ha'aleinu l'soicha v'simcha b'korei for me.
Amen.